WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Senate yesterday approved an amended school voucher bill. The major change is that no longer automatically applies to residents of the Twin Cities or any communities with a population of under 285,000. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, was among those voting for Senate Bill 3, which passed by an 18-13 margin. According to a news release from the Senate Republican Caucus, voters in the smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school district should opt into a school choice program. The Texas House is considering a $2.5 billion cut to the state's Medicaid program. Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district goes from College Station to West, says that impacts most of his constituents.
It's going to be tough, and I would argue that my constituency is going to be on that lower income scale as a whole. I'd probably 80%.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniac says a member of the Mejia City Council is dealing with high ambulance prices getting to and from Waco. With lawmakers working on the state's budget, it's time for cities to start looking at their own. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says the city council's first discussion was yesterday.
One of the largest pieces of our budget, as I'm sure you know, is police and fire. I mean, that's almost 60% of our budget right there. And then you figure out what the rest goes to. And so, you have to come back and you can say, okay, last year, this is the model that we had. These were the percentages that we used. Can we sustain those percentages, or can we continue to grow?
Mooney on the Infomaniac says the council will meet at least monthly until August, when they spend about 3 days finalizing a budget they can bring to the public. Fishing at a private pond north of Bryan claims the lives of a 3-year-old and a 21-year-old. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the likely scenario is that Omar Martinez and the unidentified toddler were on a boat that did not belong to them that capsized.
It's a 10-foot boat. It was aluminum, had no seats in it, no flotation. And that boat has not been recovered or seen by its owner.
When Martinez's girlfriend, who is the mother of the 3-year-old, did not hear from them, she drove to the pond. When she did not find them, she called 911. A short time later, the 3-year-old was found in about 4 feet of water. Attempts to revive the toddler were not successful. Martinez was found following an 8-hour search. And the College Station Police Department has been busier than usual, fielding calls from victims of property crimes.
During an 8-day period that ended on Wednesday, CSPD learned about 43 thefts and 25 vehicle burglaries. Victims of vehicle burglaries included at least 7 who also sustained property damage after windows were shattered to gain entry. Another 7 vehicles were unlocked. A variety of items easily seen inside the vehicles were taken. Investigators believe the suspects are especially interested in firearms. Thefts included 3 locked bicycles from the front porches of apartments and a 4th locked bicycle that was taken from an apartment parking garage. CSPD is also investigating a daytime residential burglary. Teenage boy was home alone when a black man knocked on the door. Minutes after the teen called his mom to tell her what was going on, the suspect removed the screen from a back window and started to crawl inside. But the man ran away after seeing the teen's mother enter the home through the front door. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees. Our text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Come celebrate the beginning of the 61st Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show Week with the Queen's Dance, Saturday, April 1st at the Hildebrand Equine Complex with opening act Texas Unlimited Band. Then get ready for headliner Johnny Lee. Get advance tickets at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters for $10, or you can get them at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled April 4th through the 8th. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. Visit bcyla.net.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There goes 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, the award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check weather. And the weather is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Bright sunshine today. We have high pressure off to the south. Temperatures will be warm. They'll get up to about 85 degrees later this afternoon. We'll have clouds increasing tonight. Lows will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Lots of clouds and breezy for tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms late in the day, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy with showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team's shutout of LSU last night. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team's gearing up to take on South Carolina this weekend, beginning tomorrow. And Miles Garrett weighs in on A&M football's pro day yesterday. We'll also hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on tonight's Friday Night Lights event. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Busy times over there at the football place.
That's
right. Yeah. I don't know. I guess A&M has never had a number one in football, have they? I mean, clearly first round. I think Quentin Coriot was the number two player picked maybe his senior year.
But okay.
Anyhow, I think this may be the first number one, so we'll see. Anyhow, and then Friday Night Lights coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the commercials we're running about Audible Hearing Center. They are giving away an entire hearing aid system to one of our listeners. If you want to do this, then go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. It's right there. WTAW.com can do that. Going to give it away in about 2 weeks, so sign up for that. Spelling. How'd you do in spelling when you were growing up? Was that a
good
one? I got kicked out of the spelling bee on my first word.
Uh-oh.
It was spicier.
You still remember that?
And I spelled Spicer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I missed an I.
Man, so...
But yes, I do remember. It was very traumatic. I studied for weeks.
Okay, kind of feel bad about that, huh?
A little.
Aww.
I'm normally a pretty good speller, actually. It's the saying it out loud and not being able to see it on a piece of paper.
Sure.
That's why you see those speller kids, like, pretend to write it out on the back of their card.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Fourth grade teacher in Michigan named Joey Dombrowski. Pulled a little April Fool's prank this week.
Too early. You can't do it.
I know, right?
On his fourth graders by having a spelling bee with fake words.
That's just mean.
He made his students spell 10 words that don't really exist. And when it was over, he read the spellings to them. All right. So here we go. This is the teacher.
All right.
Reading the words, and you can kind of hear the reaction from the fourth graders.
The first word was Blorski. I lost my Blorski at a carnival. Blorskee. The next word is Spiku. Look, there's a Spiku. Speekuzslmn. There's silent letters at the end of that one.
Yeah.
Yep. The next word was a matta. Students said they were sick. I said, what's the matter with you? W-A-Z-A-M-A-T-A. What's the matter?
Yeah.
The last word is Relaskatox. Relaskatox was surprised when Jinx took the crown. That's R O-L hyphen.
Hyphen.
A-S-K-A hyphen. T-O-X. If you didn't get the hyphens, I'm sorry you got that word wrong. The word is Rolaskatox.
Rolaskatox was surprised when Jinx stole the crown.
And you could hear the kids.
Wow. Wait, what?
And the one where he spelled the other thing and all the kids were like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know what they were thinking. There's two T's in that.
Of course. Oh. How funny.
Yeah, that's my fourth grade teacher up in Michigan who kind of did that. Okay, then there's the story as we're doing school news. A Pennsylvania high school has suspended half their students.
Ooh.
Officials at Harrisburg High School handed out 500 suspension notices to students on Monday. The principal, Lisa Love, says it's all about a crackdown because students have missed too many classes and accumulated too many unexcused absences. The principal says many students come to school but skip class and loiter on the school campus with friends. The principal says truancy has gone on too long. They had to do something radical. So they did.
Wow.
Okay. More news from schools.
Mm-hmm.
So Bryce Maine, this is in Alabama.
Okay.
Bryce Maine was thinking about who he was going to take to his senior prom. So he didn't end up being able to take the person who he wanted.
Oh.
His grandma.
Oh.
He wanted to take his grandmother.
And they said no because she's not a student.
No.
Oh.
No, no.
I was going to say, yeah. Jerks.
He's a high school. Yeah. Yeah. He's a high school senior in Alabama, and Catherine Maine, the woman he calls Nanny, never had a chance to go to her prom, so he wanted to make that happen for her. So I went to Walmart, and I got a little canvas, and I started putting my handprints around it in paint, and it just said prom on it. Okay, Nanny said yes to the invite. And bought a new dress for the event, which is coming up here this weekend, as a matter of fact. Or it's a week from tomorrow, on April the 8th. And then the school made a decision that he couldn't bring her.
Jerks.
Why?
Well, because she might slip alcohol in and distribute it to minors.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yes. Nanny sounds like a great lady, not someone who's sneaking in the boons farm.
Yeah, she also claimed school board officials told them they were afraid allowing Nanny to come in would set a precedent that would inspire, quote, future students to do it as a joke and make a mockery of the whole thing.
Wow.
I understand it's a slippery slope, but the alcohol reason, I'd be a lot more worried about the seniors in high school sneaking in alcohol than Nanny.
It's his grandma. Come on. Like,
there you go.
He was trying to do something sweet.
I know.
News from our public school system, okay? None of those stories happen in Texas, all right? We'll have plenty of our own foolishness at some other point, I'm sure. Okay, so how about a Billy Ray Cyrus-inspired television show?
Why? Well,
they had Hannah Montana.
That's right.
Like, which was a success, but...
Ben Savage, remember Ben Savage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Former Boy Meets Girl World, Boy Meets World, and Girl Meets World star Ben Savage has been added to the list of cast members for CMT's comedy series Still the King. The series stars Billy Ray Cyrus as a country music star, and Joey Lauren Adams will be his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And it'll star Billy Ray Cyrus. Just saying.
Interesting.
Be on CMT. Look for it. Folks at Twitter, have we heard about this? Made another change in their service, their 140 character limit?
Did they? I haven't.
Telling subscribers yesterday that Twitter handles, okay, use, you know, the...
Right, the name.
Name and with the at...
The at symbol.
There. Okay. Mm-hmm. Used in replies will not count towards your 140 limit. So
I like
there.
That.
Maybe... Maybe the Prez will have even longer Trump
exactly.
tweet scores.
So what that means is if he has like three, if he's replying to someone and there's multiple people involved,
right.
So there's a lot of names, then it doesn't take up room for the actual message.
Okay. Well, that's so much better, right?
Right.
Okay. All right.
So he can call out more people in one message than before,
which is what we really want.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Yeah, you know, we're not gonna get to officially celebrate the first day of it, but tomorrow is actually National Soft Pretzel Month. The beginning of that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
No, there's an SID on the Texas A&M athletic staff, and he is like a soft pretzel connoisseur, so
okay.
to say.
Yeah.
And so like he's the baseball SID. So every park he goes to, he tries the soft pretzel and he gives it a review.
Oh, I like that. That's
yeah.
good. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
It's great, man. It's Friday. It's going to be wonderful.
That's right. Yep. Friday. Hey, I feel sorry for the writer who has to make a part in a TV show for Billy Ray Cyrus being a country music star.
Right.
Well, he had a hit.
He did.
He had the one, yeah.
A breaky heart.
Yeah. All right,
my jam.
Now, back to soft pretzels, though.
Okay.
All right, so what are you supposed to do with a soft pretzel? Because, you know, I've seen... Quite honestly, where I think of soft pretzels, and it's a horrible thing to do, is in airports. There's some chain that has those.
Oh, Auntie Annie's.
That's the one. You know, and you stop and you look.
God,
and they
smell so good.
Well, but you know, they can't taste good. They're
yes, they do.
Airport
sure,
food.
They do.
Okay, now what do you put on it? Mustard or anything else?
Well, it depends. See, the Auntie Annie's brand or chain has multiple like flavored pretzels.
Yeah.
So if you're just going with the regular, I really like the nacho cheese dip. Now, if you're, you know, got a little bit of a sweet tooth,
yeah.
The cinnamon sugar pretzel
See?
Is where it's at.
Oh, no. Just eat yellow mustard. That's it. It's
That's
all
fine.
Yellow mustard.
That's fine. Everyone can have their own condiment
yeah, they
preference.
Can. Okay. Just saying. All
and right. now they have, like, pizza pretzels where they actually bake pepperonis on top of them, and then they give you some marinara or ranch.
Wow.
I think pretzels has a pretzel, soft pretzels, if not already, has the opportunity to be, like, the next gourmet popcorn.
Okay, a major major food carrier.
Yeah, get out of the way, donuts. We're going with the pretzels.
By the way, Pennsylvania produces about 80% of America's pretzels.
Really?
Wow.
Well, it's that company
That's why they're
up
so
there.
Stale by the time they get to Texas.
Yeah, they're called, I think it's called Hanover. I'm not sure.
Oh,
but
oh
see,
yes.
They're in Pennsylvania, and they make a ton of them up there. Okay. All right.
Well, already got a text. Plus one for cheese.
Okay. All right. You're going to do that. So, oh, speaking of cheese, by the way, of course, we know the moon's made of cheese.
Right.
But now so is Beyonce.
Really?
Yep. CNN,
what kind?
Well, CNN.com says a 45-pound sculpture of the singer made completely of cheese is at the East Village Cheese and Wine Festival in London. It was created by David Bradley.
Okay.
With an advertising agency. It took 28 hours and 5 blocks of cheddar.
Hmm.
They're going to call it Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they should have made it out of Brie then.
Oh, and it's the statue that looks like her pregnancy photos.
Oh, is that right?
That's the, oh, wow.
Yes, all so right, it's so. Like full body. It's not even just like a bust, like so, a head of Beyonce.
So basically what you're telling me is that everything else has been figured out up to this point.
That's it. We have, we've done everything that we needed to. Now, have you heard about what Krispy Kreme is having to do in Great Britain? Okay, Krispy Kreme has been in Great Britain for 14 years. Now, remember when they tried to expand and went to other cities here in U.S. America? I mean, that worked for a while until it didn't, so
right.
they closed a lot of them. But Krispy Kreme, you know, they spell it with K's,
mm-hmm.
okay, K-R-E-M-E. Well, somehow the British had trouble being able to pronounce it properly. They were using the French pronunciation, okay, creme. So they would call them Krispy Kremes. So now they're going to have to try to change the spelling to get people to... I mean, do you care how you pronounce it as long as you buy it?
Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, but somehow it's become a thing over there. So to avoid the confusion in England, Krispy Kreme with two Ks will now be spelled with a C-R-E-A-M, the way it should be.
Okay.
Wow.
Weird.
Okay.
Again, they've solved all the problems
right.
over there.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
All right.
All right. In the meantime, a cat that vanished from California over 2 years ago has found its way home.
All right.
Its name is Bobo. Cat disappeared from Watsonville, California back in August of 2014. Tabby turned up last week in Ontario, Canada, and is now home.
Wow.
Cats are smart, man.
Well, you know, and they'll kill birds if you give them an opportunity.
True.
I'm just saying how made from one place to another. The famed Heart Attack Grill in Vegas. Have you heard of it? Seen it?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
it has
I've seen a lot of stuff on Food Network.
That's really, 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 really not healthy.
Gotcha.
That's why they call it the Heart Attack Grill.
Makes sense.
Okay. So the Heart Attack Grill in Vegas is made over a Tennessee burger joint, claiming that it has blatantly ripped off the Death on a Plate theme. So the Heart Attack Grill is suing the Heart Attack Shack in Chattanooga for copying the name.
See, I like Heart Attack Shack better.
They're just jealous.
Yeah.
Flatliner fries, and its logo even has EKG waves on it.
Oh.
The legal documents say the Heart Attack Grill, as a Heart Attack Shack, is purposely confusing consumers so that they will eat there instead of the other place.
Tennessee and Vegas?
I know. Not like you're going to go from one
confused
to the other.
Confused? Yeah. Oh, let's go to the Heart Attack Shack tonight instead of the other one.
Yeah.
Everybody let's take wants an 800-mile trip down.
Right?
Everybody wants to be in Chattanooga. Okay, once again, it's all, now, what I'd like to do is get some other input rather than just from Chelsea. The deal is whenever we talk about girl stuff,
right,
we have anecdotally what Chelsea does, and we want to see.
I mean, I could give you my take on it, but it's not going to mean
that's
anything.
Right. Question is, how much money does a woman spend on makeup in her life?
Oh, God.
In her life, see? And to just get that information from one person is not really truthfully scientific.
Right.
So how much does a woman spend on makeup? According to Money Magazine, the average woman will spend $43 on a shopping trip for makeup. Over her life, she will spend $15,000 on beauty products.
Ew.
What you said on beauty products.
Yeah.
So are we consider, I mean, I get that could be a very large
it could
category.
Now, what they've broken down is $3,700 spent on mascara,
okay,
$2,800 on eyeshadow,
mm-hmm,
and $1,800 on lipstick. Now, that's 5, 6, 7. That's not near $15,000. That's
right.
Like, you know, so
the beauty products, they're including, you know, who knows, fragrances, hair care.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That, I mean, and that does get pricey so, when you include everything.
All right. So now when you're hearing this, does this make you think about the last thing that you spent too much for?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us generally what the last thing you spent too much for?
So yesterday, I don't know if we would call it too much.
Okay.
Because the value of this, it's a palette, so there are multiple blushes in it.
Okay.
And the value of it is $145, and it was on special for $58. So I spent $58 on a palette of blush and bronzers.
Was it MAC?
It was Benefit, which is another designer, so to say, brand. But I do use MAC makeup as well, which is pricey.
I just know that because my girlfriend uses that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's ever sold for $145?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, you know, now what it is and how they figure that out is they are all full-sized containers. They sell these individually as well. And so they probably just take what 5 full-sized would be, multiply it, you know,
do
the math,
okay,
but then they sell it in a pallet form for way cheaper.
Okay. But because you got it at a discount price, if it doesn't perform as you expect it to, you're going to feel all right because you did was spend
$50
on it? So I have
used one of the things that I'll receive in the palette. I use one all the time already.
Okay.
So I know that I'll at least like that
all
one.
Right. Okay.
And I'm taking a chance on the other 4. Okay. And I really love the brand. So I have a feeling that it was a good purchase. But, yeah.
So it's makeup Russian roulette.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, 728, no rush update this morning.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpine Creek Amphitheater for the City of Cold Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpine Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight. With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one load. Low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost 5-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 729. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right, here we go. Sunny and a high temperature today, about 86 degrees. Winds will be up to maybe gusting 20 miles an hour out of the south today as opposed to yesterday coming out of the north. 62 for low temperature tonight. 83 is our high tomorrow. And a chance of showers late in the day tomorrow, and then a 60% chance of rain on Saturday night with a low of 68. Sunday, rain, 80% chance of some thunder showers out there, and 77 will be our high, but the sun comes back on Monday, and we'll be up to 81. Tuesday, they're telling us we'll be near 85. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5. We have fair skies. It's 56 out there.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one. Like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police went through an 8-day stretch that ended Wednesday, where officers averaged 10 reports a day from victims of property crimes.
Three of the victims were customers at local restaurants. One returned to his company truck and discovered 4 suitcases were taken. The estimated value of the cases and its contents, $3,700. And there are 2 victims who left restaurants and left behind personal property. One person lost a purse and its contents, and the other lost their phone. Cases under investigation includes at least 2 scams. One victim says she was browsing the internet when a pop-up claimed her phone was disabled. Pop-up gave a phone number claiming to be Apple support. Victim called and said she bought a $100 iTunes gift card and sent the suspect the information he wanted to fix her phone. CSPD is also assisting authorities in Washington State, where the victim was scammed into removing money from his bank account in College Station into the suspect's account. There are 2 fraud cases where unknown people used the victim's personal information to file a bogus tax return. A 3rd fraud case involves a suspect securing utilities under the victim's name. Among other victims of 70 thefts and vehicle burglaries is someone who had a trailer taken from their driveway. The trailer contained a ZTR mower, a push mower, and lawn tools. And there were 2 thefts in residences after the occupants hosted large gatherings. In Bryan, police still looking for three armed men who held up the Las Mexicanas Taqueria restaurant last Saturday night. No one was hurt, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Autopsies are being done on two victims of an apparent drowning at a private pond north of Bryan. 21-year-old Omar Martinez and his girlfriend's 3-year-old son did not return home as scheduled from fishing. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victims apparently used a boat they found on the banks of the pond.
The supposition is that they used that boat to fish from, and at some point then capsized the boat, and both weren't able to save themselves.
The unidentified toddler was found shortly after the search began in about 4 feet of water. It took about 8 hours to find Martinez, who was also in the water.
There was not any personal flotation devices, and the situation was very risky and just unfortunate, the outcome.
Kirk says the 10-foot aluminum boat is still missing. The College Station City Council has started developing next year's city budget.
This is an opportunity for the staff and elected leaders of the city to get together and start to figure out what is it that we need.
Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says it's hard to tell how much they will receive from state and federal funding, but there are things they can plan for.
Right now, we know, for example, if President Trump's proposed budget goes through, we're going to see significant cuts in some of the CDBG programs and home programs from HUD. Those monies coming in. I mean, CDBG has been proposed to be cut by 50%. That's significant because some of the funds from those programs actually go over to some of the social agencies that pick up a lot of slack that we otherwise can't serve within the city. And if they don't have that, how are we going to meet the needs of those other folks?
Mooney says they'll start gathering data and reports from city staff to see what they might have to work with and what alternatives are available within that structure. The Texas House is considering a $2.5 billion cut to the state's Medicaid program. Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district goes from College Station to West, says that impacts most of his constituents.
It's going to be tough, and I would argue that my constituency is going to be on that lower income scale as a whole, probably 80%.
Cassell says the financial pressure would be eased if oil prices rise again.
I think $60 is that we found out that we can get back where we need to be. That would be great. I still would always love to see 75, 80. That gives us a little cushion that we can run.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniac says a member of the Mejia City Council is dealing with high ambulance prices getting to and from Waco. An amended plan for school vouchers in Texas's largest cities has cleared the state Senate. Senate Bill 3, whose original co-authors included Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, moves to the House following an 18-13 vote. The Associated Press reported the bill stalled before the decision was made to not automatically apply vouchers in cities with a population of fewer than 285,000. That would exempt College Station and Bryan. But according to the Senate's Republican caucus, voters in smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school district should opt into a school choice program. If passed by the House, parents could create state-subsidized education savings accounts, and businesses would be offered tax credits to donate to private schools. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 55 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay.
Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models, like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jen says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2017 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 1st at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble show performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winner David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the search for life in the universe by Adler Planetarium astronomer and TED Senior Fellow Lucianne Walkowitz. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Peter Madden and Mitch Seeger. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:41, Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure east of Brownsville this morning. It's going to be responsible for the sunshine and the warm temperatures. We're going to reach 85 later today. We'll have clouds in the increase tonight. Lows are going to drop back to 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms by late in the day, 80 to 85. Showers and storms are likely tomorrow night. Low pressure off to the north, 65 to 70. That storm will keep showers and thunderstorms around into Sunday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team shut out LSU for the first time in 40 years last night. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the win. Meanwhile, Joe Evans weighs in on the A&M softball team series with South Carolina this weekend. And in the NBA, James Harden set a league record for the Rockets, but it wasn't enough to take down the Trailblazers. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Of course, it's Final Four weekend in Glendale, right?
Isn't that not Phoenix.
No, it's Glendale, Arizona, and the University of Phoenix Stadium, which is amazing since they don't even have a football team.
Right.
But correct. That's a whole nother deal. Anyhow, Kentucky, though, is number one in college basketball from a value standpoint.
Oh.
They are now the most valuable program in America, valued at about $343 million, according to an annual study by Ryan Brewer, who's an assistant professor of finance in Indiana Purdue University. That's up $98 million from a year ago. It also allows them to surpass Louisville.
Mm.
Louisville is number two at about $320 million. Then comes Indiana, Duke, Kansas, Wisconsin.
Hey.
Yeah. Huh. Ohio State, Maryland, Syracuse, and North Carolina. Those are your top 10 when it comes to value. What this means is if you could sell it on the open market and it could be bought like a professional franchise.
Right. Okay.
The study analyzes each program's revenues and expenses and cash flow adjustments to come up with what their growth projections could be. So Kentucky's number one. Now, out of the final four, they're there. Clearly, North Carolina would be number one. Gonzaga comes in at about $57 million. South Carolina in at $60 million. Nebraska's worth $48 million, and Texas A&M is not in the top 50.
Oh,
I'm just saying. Not
just
in
saying.
The top 50. Okay. As far as the SEC is concerned, Arkansas is the highest at 14th.
Oh.
Then comes Alabama, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're not that good.
Is that like overflow from the football program?
I think just it's
reputation.
It's the name identification of Alabama, and that you think that they're pretty good. The school over in Austin is 26th, just saying, at $78 million. So that's the balance sheet.
Well, all right.
Okay. All right. Now, this is from Northern Ireland. A judge has banned a man from entering all stores and business premises in Northern Ireland. He's banned from them. The judge says that he is imposing this ban on an 18-year-old. The guy's name is Thomas Stokes, to protect the business community from his criminal ways. he's been accused of using counterfeit money, which businesses obviously don't like.
Correct.
As part of the investigation, found 32 counterfeit 50-pound notes under his bed. So he is now banned from going into any business in Northern Ireland.
Wow.
For some period of time.
That's what you get.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't break the law.
Food delivery robots are coming, and they're going to be carting pipe and hot pies from Domino's.
I have seen two new Domino's restaurants in town pop up.
You're
recently.
Right.
They're and getting
I,
ready.
I know that there's one south of town. I don't know where the. Oh, yeah. And then
across
the other
from
one.
From the police department.
That's right.
It's a brand new building.
Yeah, that's where the putt-putt golf used to be.
Yeah.
Long time
wow.
Yeah. And I thought, because I saw that one first, because that's pretty close to us. And
sure.
then, yeah, the south of town one. And it was just weird. I saw them both in one day. And I thought, man, Domino's must be killing it.
Making their move.
Yeah.
Making their move in town. So anyhow, the tech-loving pizza company joked about driverless delivery robots in 2015. No longer a joke. They have entered into a partnership with Starship Technologies to begin using its personal delivery devices this summer in Germany. And if all goes well, Domino's and Starship intend to bring the robot pizza delivery to the Netherlands as well. Starship's devices have the look of a self-driving food cart. They travel on six wheels at 4 miles an hour. Okay.
Wow.
They can carry 40 pounds of cargo.
Wow.
The robots will deliver within a one-mile radius.
Like a pizza tank.
A one-mile radius, you have to live super close to
again,
the Domino's.
Why
wouldn't you just get pickup? It's cheaper.
That's probably why it's in Europe, where they've got maybe tremendous density there.
Right.
And so that makes it worthwhile. But you see, that's the crack in the door right there.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to start someplace. So that's how it's starting. And before now here, drones would work.
Right.
I mean, you could do pizza drones that way.
Right, you could fly them around.
But, I mean, 40 pounds of cargo?
Yeah.
You could bake it on the way. I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, that's it.
Now, there's an idea, Scott.
There, okay. There's your pizza technology
freshly
for today.
Baked.
Yeah.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice. I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Dale Carnegie wrote one of the most popular books in American history, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He was considered an expert on getting the best out of yourself and other people. When someone asked Carnegie how he had managed to hire so many successful people throughout his career, he told the questioner to picture himself in a gold mine. Carnegie said, "You wouldn't scour the dark tunnels looking for dirt, you'd look for the gold." And I think that same idea applies to parenting as well. As important as discipline is in raising children, it isn't a parent's only role. Children will make plenty of mistakes that they'll need help in correcting. But you don't have to go digging for dirt. Instead, devote yourself to looking for the gold. Help your children discover everything that's right about themselves. As your children grow, observe them. Watch for their personalities, their interests, and their abilities to emerge. Just like gold, these qualities are treasures of immense value to your children. They're the raw material from which they'll build a life for themselves. Dale Carnegie said he had a responsibility as an employer to look for the gold in the people who worked for him. Looking for the gold is a parent's job as well. Don't allow your children's gold to remain buried. Help them to unearth their treasures. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota. Oda.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, in A&M baseball,
here it comes, 1-2's off speed, and that's a base hit to the left side. One run is scored, picked up in left field. They are going to cut it. The second run will score, and Bedford has delivered into left field.
The Aggies toppled the number 8 LSU Tigers 4-0 in the series opener last night at Alex Box Stadium. It was the first time the Aggies shut out the Tigers in 40 years. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Couldn't be more proud of Brigham. He was very determined all week long and felt like, you know, the last three innings of the Vanderbilt series, he kind of found his delivery and, you know, commanded the fastball to both sides of the plate, and he certainly did that tonight against an All-American himself and Alex Lang. I mean, it was a Thursday night fight.
The Aggs and the Tigers return to action tonight in Baton Rouge. First pitch is slated for 8 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie softball team returns to action tomorrow for the beginning of a three-game series at South Carolina. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to South Carolina. Columbia is a fun town, and we've had some success there, and their coaching staff, they're fun to coach against. Just get out there and play the game, and their team's the same way.
First pitch for tomorrow's game is at 1 p.m., and you can hear all three games this weekend on Willie 1550. Well, 15 members of the 2016 Texas A&M football team displayed their skills for more than 50 NFL coaches, scouts, and player personnel staffers at yesterday's annual Pro Day. Among them were two-time All-American Miles Garrett.
It's just getting out there and showing everything you've been working on the last couple of years and not being lazy the last couple of weeks. You shouldn't, you know, be satisfied with what you're doing on the field or what you're doing during the combine. You're about to go against the best in the world, so you got to be prepared.
Meanwhile, tonight, A&M football will host its annual Friday Night Lights event at Kyle Field. Coach Kevin Sumlin says the event is important.
It's an evaluation process for us. It's great because the theme is really about high school football in the state of Texas. And turn on lights, get in Kyle Field, we ain't going to start till 8 o'clock at night. Students are here. We got free food, got free everything for students, so those who can't go to Chili Fest or maybe underage, all right, we got a spot for them.
Tonight's event is free and open to the public. The action begins at 8 p.m. In men's college basketball, the Final Four kicks off tomorrow with number 1 Gonzaga taking on South Carolina and number 1 UNC facing Oregon. The action begins at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow, and you can catch all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Aggie track and field, senior Lyndon Victor became A&M's first Texas Relays decathlon champion, breaking the collegiate record by 7 points. It's the 8th collegiate record the A&M track and field program currently holds. In Major League Baseball, second baseman Rougned Odor and the Texas Rangers have agreed to a new 6-year contract that includes a club option for 2023. The team announced the deal yesterday with the 23-year-old, who's already entering his 4th season with the Rangers. And in the NBA, the Portland Trail Blazers bested the Houston Rockets 117-107 last night. James Harden finished with 30 points and 8 rebounds to lead the Rockets. Harden's 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter gave the Rockets an NBA single-season record for threes. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day for our friends at Team of Navasota. And this time it's a 2014 Ford Exhibition Limited, the LTD, one owner, leather, great SUV, and it's only $32,988. Not to mention the fact you're about ready to run out of time for Truck Month. Huge savings, interest rates are as low as they're going to get, and you can get everything rolled in that you want to add on to it from Texas Custom Outfitters rolled into the payment, so they'll finance it all together. So whether it's you want tires and wheels, roll bar, step sides, tinting, lights, doesn't matter. They can take care of that for you at Texas Custom Outfitters. To find out more, teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota.
This March at Allen Honda, we have game-changing deals. Honda has the Triple Threat lineup that is reliable, safe, and technologically advanced. Protect your hard-earned investment with KBB's Highest Residual Value Award and come experience the all-new Apple CarPlay technology. Right now, lease the award-winning Accord for $199 per month or the redesigned Civic for $179 per month. As always, that's coupled with our complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. Stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net. Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We've partnered with Audible Hearing Center. They're going to give away a complete hearing aid system. If you want to register to win, you can do that. Just go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. We'll be doing that in a couple of weeks, so go to WTAW.com for that. So, have you unfriended anybody on Facebook because of opposing political views?
No, and actually I have a policy with that. I like to keep them around because I like to see what the other side has to say.
All right. Then this is for you.
All right.
The app is called Hi from the Other Side. What they have done is, for Facebook users, Hi from the Other Side has devised a way to combine your talk about politics with that caffeine addiction which everybody has. Yeah. Here's the process. According to Hi from the Other Side, you sign up through Facebook, and then they will find a match nearby who has opposing political views. Then they'll send you an email with a conversation guide, and the rest is up to you and that other person. You decide to meet at a Big Green Monster, and there'll be a gift card for you, an e-gift card that you redeem together at that store. So they could call it like Prizes with Enemies or something.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then you can sit down over coffee and have a discussion with them face to face.
I don't see this ending well.
I don't either.
Coffee just gets people hyped up, and if they're angry, that, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of like meeting them in person, but I think it's a cool idea to like to correspond with a stranger with opposing political views, like over email or something. If they just left it there, that'd be fine.
I would be interested. They don't share it. I would be interested in knowing what the conversation guide is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't say, you don't begin with, why do you think this way, stupid?
I mean, why are you so dumb?
But yeah.
Right.
And every once in a while, and I can remember, this is back when Bill Clinton was president, we found a couple who we knew who was politically different from us. And so we could talk about things other than that. That could be part of our discussion because they were just as fervent a supporter of him as we were detractors. But because we had other things that we could talk about also, that it wasn't just the sole focus of the conversation, it was interesting to hear the other side. And, you know, we still liked what it was done and they still liked us. But I think that, like you say, an email or electronically would work, face-to-face.
Especially
so
with
much.
A complete stranger.
Yeah, exactly. Why in the world would you do that? But anyhow, we'll see how it works out. They say this is a limited time offer. Of course, the app itself may be limited time, too. So
yeah.
We'll see how that works out. Mm-hmm. Going to have sunshine today. It's going to be nice. Winds are going to be out of the south, so it'll have a different feel from what we've had the last few days. And we have a 80% chance of showers on Sunday, just letting you know for the weekend. It's 55 right now at 8 o'clock, WTAW.